Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and in this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature songs with a male or female reference in its title. Well, coming up this half hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, Stevie Wonder, Mary Wells, and Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney together. Well, first up, The Temptations' first number one song, My Girl. Well, after recording several singles written and produced by Motown founder Berry Gordy Jr., The Temptations were teamed up with the leader of the Miracles, Smokey Robinson, who wrote the song that made The Temptations the first male Motown group to achieve a number one single. Well, My Girl was one of the songs that led Bob Dylan to call Smokey Robinson America's greatest living poet, and it was a companion piece to Mary Wells' My Guy, coming up later this half hour. The Temptations were a result of a merger of two groups, the Primes and the Distance. Both groups shared the same manager, Milton Jenkins, and when each group suffered defections, the survivors were brought together to form a quintet named the Elgins. Well, the Elgins were signed to Berry Gordy's new label called the Miracle Label, but before their first release, Otis Williams, one of the members of the group, and Motown employee Bill Mitchell came up with a new group name, The Temptations. Here is My Girl, right here on Motown Memories.
Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Thank you. just an uninspired, tired out traveling man. Please don't ask me where I've been. I've been alone through thick and thin. On the outside looking in, a lonely traveling man. Something that
Traveling Man, a number 32 tune from 1967. Before that, Stevie again with That Girl, number 4 from 82. And we started with that number 1 from The Temptations, My Girl, number 1 from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And we continue to feature songs that have a male or female reference in the title. Well, coming up, Mary Wells' number 1, My Guy, number 1 from 1964. Well, My Guy became Mary Wells' trademark song for life. It was an instant classic, and hearing it for the first time, it was easy to predict that it would go to number one. The song was written and produced by Smokey Robinson, and it managed to go to the top in the middle of the Beatles chart sweep, and it stayed there for 2 weeks until the Beatles pushed it out. This song, recorded and released in 1964, was Mary Wells at the peak of her career, and she turned 21. It was time to renegotiate a contract with Motown, and she was now married to a Motown employee called Herman Griffin. Well, he advised her to accept a large advance from 20th Century Fox Records instead of re-signing to a loyal royalty payment with Berry Gordy's company. Well, Mary was the first major artist to exit Motown, a move that would not become more common until the 1970s. Well, she only had minor success with 20th Century Fox, and over the next few years, recorded for a number of labels, but she never achieved the success she had at Motown. Here is Mary Wells, right here on Motown Memories. Thank you.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Girl is mine. The doggone girl.
mine.
No, 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 she's mine.
The girl is 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 mine.
Mine, mine.
Yep, she's mine.
Mine, mine.
The girl is mine.
Mine, mine.
Yep, she's mine.
Mine, mine.
Don't waste your time.
Because the doggone girl is mine.
Michael, we're not gonna fight about this, okay?
Paul, I think I told you. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I've heard it all before, Michael. She told me that I'm her forever lover, you know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she said she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe it.
No.
Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney together. That song was called The Girl Is Mine. That was a number two song from 1982 on the Epic record label. Before that, Mary Wells, You've Lost the Sweetest Boy, number 22 from 1963. And we started with Mary's number one, My Guy, number one from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs that have a male or female reference in the title of the song. Well, coming up, Stevie Wonder, Superwoman, Where Were You When I Needed You, number 33 from 1972. Well, the 1970s were a whirlwind of mammoth musical successes for Stevie Wonder. Albums called The Music of My Mind and Talking Book in 1972, Inner Visions in 1973, and the 2-LP 1976 masterpiece, Songs in the Key of Life, lifted Stevie to new levels of pop superstardom. A 1973 horrific automobile accident that left him in a coma for a week wouldn't slow Stevie down for very long. His unceasing creativity remained a true wonder. Here is Stevie Wonder, right here on Motown Memories.
Think that I know you do very well. Wish you knew me. were not around. Now the summer's gone and love cannot be found. Where were you when I needed you last winter, my love? When the winter came, you went further south, parting from love's nest, leaving me in doubt. Where are you when I need you? Say now you have changed, but tomorrow will reflect love's past. When the winter came, you were not around. Through the bitter winds, love could not be found. Where were you when I
Superwoman, Where Were You When I Needed You, Stevie Wonder's number 33 song from 1972. That brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Hope you enjoyed this show. This entire hour, we featured songs that had a male or female reference in the title. If you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts about future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information from some of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that stream Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.